Radio.
I told you hour number one would kill, and it did. We start our second hour. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome, live in Southern California at the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. It killed because I started the show off strong like I do every single day. That's a given. Hey, look, I have not been giving myself nearly enough credit lately, so I think I'm going to start right now. Good first hour. Mick Cronin, Cincinnati Bearcats head basketball coach, came in, and Hall of Famer Paul Kariya came in. And I wish Paul Kariya were on Twitter to see the kind of reaction he's getting. I can read you some of these tweets. Matt in Vancouver writes on Twitter, "Paul freaking Kariya, the pride of North Vancouver. Dude does literally no media. Nice pull, Rome. One of the classiest in a league of class." I don't think that even does justice. Paul Kariya does not do a lot of media. He's very private. He was private when he played. He's private right now. I totally get it. I understand it. And that's why I'm so pleased with that conversation, that he made a point of doing the interview. And when you say that he is one of the classiest in a league of class, that doesn't do it justice. I mean, that's Paul Kariya is one of the classiest. I want to say one of the classiest athletes that I've ever followed or spoken to, but even that doesn't do it justice. This guy is one of the classiest people you will ever meet in any walk of life. I mean, he's a special, special dude, an amazing guy. And what a great interview. And for somebody who doesn't do a lot of interviews, and I remember when he first came up, and he was always kind of like this prodigy. He was a phenom. He was unbelievable. And when he first came into the league, he was shy and he was quiet and always private and always extremely focused and motivated. And to see that he still doesn't do a lot of media, but to show up like that, it just speaks to his intellect and his class. I mean, what an amazing interview that was. It was hard even for me, somebody who's done this as long as I have, not to even gush a little bit. I mean, that's how highly I think of Paul Kariya and always have. At EcoGuy4431 tweets, "So great to hear PK on your show, Romy." JC in Calgary tweets, "War Paul Kariya. Dude was the hardest working short guy in the NHL in an era when short guys weren't even drafted." Listen. All right, fair enough. He was short. He's not tall. Let me say that. He's not tall, but he's not small. And this cat was strong, really strong for somebody of his height. And I got to tell you, so freaking skilled, amazing skill, and with a work ethic that you can't even imagine. I'd be hard-pressed to find an athlete who was more motivated and more dedicated and had a sharper work ethic and who was more committed to getting better every single day of his entire career. You just don't see guys work like that. And on top of that, he had incredible skill. Also on the email, and lots of emails and tweets from all over Canada. "Dear Van Smack, in a weird way, I've always felt like Kariya was kind of a forgotten guy amongst NHL greats. Not sure if it was because of his injuries or what it was, but Kariya was a beast back in the day. The guy had freaking vision. Him and Solane were one of the best duos of all time, in my opinion." It's not really putting yourself out there, Tyler. In my opinion, these two guys were one of the best 1-2 punches ever. Yeah, they were. And he did have freaky vision. You're right about that. That whole thing about how Gretz had eyes behind his head, so did Paul Kariya. Paul Kariya definitely saw things before they happened, saw things the other guys could never see. At Total Big E tweets, "No way, Jimmy. A lean, mean Canadian athlete did a classy interview. That's how it's done, America." All right, E, you want to throw that first punch? You want to start that? Really? You're on your own. At Phoenix Tree Rat tweets, "I'll always remember when Scott Stevens laid him out with a check and he came back with a game-winning goal." Listen, if you're not a hockey fan, you need to dial that up right now on YouTube. You get chills. I get chills to this day when I watch that, and I watch it all the time. It's incredible. He said it himself. He didn't remember anything from that game. When I asked him today, last hour, "What do you remember about that?" He said, "Nothing. Nothing. I don't remember anything about that game. I don't remember anything about the game before it or the game after it. I go back and I watch it if I want to know." You need to watch his goal. It's you get chills when you see this guy get up from a hit like that and score on Brodeur the way he did. Also, you have to understand, this weekend's going to be so emotional. Those two guys are so beloved in this community in Orange County and always will be. At Penguin488 tweets, "I'm very happy when Utah hockey during the regular season.
I love when you talk hockey.
So my thanks to Paul Kariya and the Ducks for making that happen. That was so much fun. Loved it. 1-800-636-8686. We talked about UCLA last hour. I want to get to Duke and how impressive they looked in beating Michigan State last night. On top of that, the Bills make a quarterback change. They're 5-4. Tyrod Taylor, you know, he's having kind of a Tyrod Taylor season, isn't he? In fact, I'd even say better than a Tyrod Taylor season. 48 hours ago, Sean McDermott, the head coach, said, "That's my quarterback. We're not making a change." And now he is. I want to get into all of that. Celtics are red hot. The team to beat in the East. Not Cleveland. They're the team to beat in the East. And that's not my take. Steve Kerr said it. College football rankings out once again this week. I want to cover that too. Brian Fogle was unbelievable yesterday in our sit down for episode 13. See, I've got like three shows worth of show today. I got to find a way to get it all in. Let's go to the phones. You ever hear that phrase, war lady clones? There's a reason. I've got a couple of the lady clones on the line. Why don't we start in Fall City? Liz in Fall City. Liz, what's going on? Nice to have you.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
I'm great, Liz. How about you?
Well, I'm going to go way off of sports here and talk about Blake Shelton being nominated as the, or actually awarded, the sexiest man alive by People magazine. I mean, really, who was the myopic panel voting on this award? Were they drunk or only handed blurry pictures of Blake? The guy is a fat Ewok disguised as a country hick who allegedly has talent. And with this guy being the sexiest man alive, I seriously fear that clones like Bodie and Pearland are going to feel like they have hope in the looks department. Anyway, I don't know what this world is coming to. What's next? You're going to say Parody Larry is the best caller of 2017? I hope not. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving to you and the crew. Thanks for the vine, and I'm out.
I guess we should probably rack her. Liz in Falls City literally just called this sports talk radio show to say, how can People magazine award Blake Shelton its award as sexiest man alive when he's just fat? Literally, she said that. He's nothing more than a no-talent fat hick. I think that's what she just said. A fat Ewok, but there was a hick blast in there. Liz, you just called this show to say, how can that guy win Sexiest Man Alive when he's a fat Ewok? And all it's going to do is give people like Bodie hope in the looks department. And now what? Alvin's fat alarm is going crazy. Because if that doesn't set off the fat alarm, what will? War Lady Clones.
War Lady Clones.
She literally called this show to say, that guy's the sexiest man alive? Hell nah. No, he's not. He's fat. Whoa. What's going on here? Liz, Alvin, stop. Stop. We don't call guys fat. Personal appearances are not show fodder, Liz. You're unracked. Even I got caught up in that moment for a minute. Almost got me, Liz. That's the closest anybody has come to hooking me on personal appearance as show fodder smack. You almost got me, Alan. Stop. You almost got me, Liz. Almost. Out of nowhere, she comes with that. This email says, Dear Rome, please lead the show with the news that came out yesterday. I'm in utter shock about what happened. It is pretty disgusting, really. How is Blake Shelton named sexiest man alive and not me? Unbelievable. John in Huntington Beach. John, you know what you are? You're like a watered-down Jeff in Richmond knockoff, man. You're not funny. You're not funny. Stop emailing me. Go back to Cal State Fullerton and finish that degree and stop emailing me. Nobody's laughing at that. Liz made me laugh. You don't.
The guy is a fat Ewok.
1-800-636-8686. Listen, I just told you what I have to talk about. I don't need you to come in here to help me carry this show. I've got takes for freaking days. Takes that are better than, that guy's not the sexiest man alive. He's the fattest man alive. He's a fat Ewok. I've got better takes than that. War Lady Clones.
War Lady Clones.
Anyway, you want to talk about UCLA? Do you want to respond to Paul Kariya? If you're here in Southern California, especially in Orange County, you could talk about what it was like to have Paul Kariya and Tamu back in the day. God, I love that story, too, about how these guys couldn't be more different, right? Temu would tape his stick up in a matter of moments. Paul Kariya was so meticulous in the way he went about things. Paul was in bed at 10 o'clock every single night. Temu was, well, not in bed at 10 o'clock every single night. Couldn't be more different. And he acknowledged it, but he said their thought processes were almost identical. And their games obviously meshed so well. And Liz is getting a lot of love already on Twitter. Chris R. Kobos tweets, personal appearance smack is back. War Lady Clones.
Fat Ewok.
At Total Big E. Give that lady clone a damn golden ticket.
Fat Ewok.
You know what? No. She'll get one, but not for that. At PC Brent 1. War Liz in Fall City. Hashtag Lady Clones.
Fat Ewok.
It was pretty funny. Or it would be if I allowed personal appearances show fodder, but I don't. Hey, listen, let's play the hot hand. Let's play the hot hand. That lady clone got things going once again. Let's go to another lady clone. Back-to-back ladies here in the jungle. First it was Liz, and now it's Crystal in Green Bay. She is a first-time caller. Crystal, good morning. What's going on? How are you?
Really good. Thanks. Hey, Romy, it's an honor to get a moment here. In light of the recent McCarthy takes, I decided it's time for me to throw my take into the ring. So here I go. I'm done listening to people calling for Mike McCarthy's job. To be straight, I'll happily take the wins that we've had over the last 8 seasons, over the records I've seen for most of the other NFL teams. I know we may not finish strong in the playoffs, but at least we make it there, and McCarthy is a big part of that success. And yeah, there's some problems. Maybe we need some eliminations in the areas of Dom Capers, maybe. But for now, let's leave Mike McCarthy out of that conversation. He is a great coach and a good and humble man. So with that, to the haters, I say F you. To the fakers, F you. To the wannabe replacers, F you. I'm cool. And to the quote-unquote Rick Star in Vegas, yeah, I said it, Rick Star. You know who you are. F you, too. Thanks, Romy. I'm out.
Wow, 4 F-bombs, Crystal. You wrote 4 F-bombs into that email? Come on now. Crystal in Green Bay. Can we keep the streak going? That's 2 lady clones. Can we make it 3? Can we go with nothing but lady clones? I don't want any of you idiots to call up and pretend you're women. Can we make it 3 in a row? I did this way back in the day for the first time, where a woman called up and said, hey, Rome, nice to be on. I know I'm the only woman listening. I said, that's not true. I guarantee it. There are a lot of women who listen but who don't call. And this was my take way back in the day. I'm not saying it right now. But I said, I guarantee it there are other women listening. Understand there was no social media. There was no internet. All we had back then were phones and faxes. So it was tougher for me to know. But I always had the sense that there were women listening. I mean, obviously not as many as men. But that there were women listening, and there were hardcore women sports fans, but they had better things to do than wait on hold. So this one lady called, and she hung up, and I said, let's just try this as an experiment. I bet I can go an hour of only women on the show. And I did, and it was one of the best hours ever. The calls were so much better. They just were. And I'm not even saying that for a fact or like, hey, yeah, I'll make up this great story to prove a point. They were better. They were so much better. So I could keep that thing going, I bet. That's 2 in a row. Let's see if we make it 3 when we come back. May as well. It's an open phone hour. May as well, because they're going to be better than the dudes. Telvin Smith coming up next hour. Here's another one. Hey, Romy, I know it's not sports, but Liz speaks for all of us. We were all thinking it. There's a reason he's on The Voice and not The Looks. How can People Mag go with that obese Dale Jr. over the true big sexy Bartolo freaking cologne? That's my take, and I'm not going to apologize for it. Thanks, Jenna in Maine. War Lady Clones indeed.
War Lady Clones.
Freaking Jenna. Oh, I love her. She was speaking for all of us. We were all thinking it. There's a reason he's on The Voice and not The Looks. All right, so Jenna is in on email. Ladies, go ahead and hit me up. 1-800-636-8686. Let's play it out. All Lady Clones. War of the Ladies. All right, we'll come right back. I want to get into Duke basketball, unless, of course, the ladies take over the program, and they'll just drop what I'm doing and go to them.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Check this moron. I don't know if this guy just created this for just this tweet or if he's been around doing this sort of thing. This guy's handle is Rosemary Loves Jim. And they tweet, so, did you or did you not want me to call in? Sincerely, Rosemary.
Houston, Rosemary, what's up?
Hi, Romy, how are you?
I'm good, Romy. Rosemary.
Romy, you rock. I love you.
That goes back to the year 2008. Some breathy dude calling up, pretending to be Rosemary. And you know what? It might have been during this very practice when I was taking calls from the Lady Clones back in 2008. So almost a decade ago. That's why I said I don't want any of you morons pretending.
Romy, you rock.
Like that idiot. So this guy's got a handle of Rosemary Loves Jim on Twitter. We've had two. Liz started this by starting the hour by calling up the show and saying, look, I'm going to go off the board with this, but I got to get something off my chest. This whole thing about Blake Shelton being the sexiest man alive. She's like, what is that? He's a, quote, fat Ewok.
Who is the myopic panel voting on this award? Were they drunk or only handed blurry pictures of Blake? The guy is a fat Ewok disguised as a country hick who allegedly has talent.
A fat Ewok disguised as a country hick who allegedly has talent. Maybe there's a compliment buried in there somewhere. Like he's not really a country hick, he's just disguised as one. Or you mean he is a country hick? Whatever it is, she's not having it. She's like, hey, fat boy ain't all that. Anyway, I'm not encouraging this, Blake. It's just one of my lady callers had had enough. She saw you trending on Twitter, and she said, that's it. That's enough. Crystal from Green Bay called independent of that. So that makes two. And then Jenna from Maine emailed the program and said, look, Liz speaks for all of us. We were all thinking it. And so let's keep the streak going. We've had two. Let's make it three. Back to back to back. Let's go to Buffalo. Nicole in Buffalo. You're next up. War of the Lady Clones. Hey, Nicole, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, Nicole. What's up?
I just wanted to talk about Nathan Peterman since you started bringing him up.
Good.
I got to see him play in the preseason. I thought he looked good, so I was super excited when I heard that they were going to let him play on Sunday. I know he was thrown into the game in a crap situation last week, down by 40, but he did lead them on a 75-yard touchdown drive. I think it was like six plays. Got to be impressed with that, even if it was, you know, garbage time in the game. So I'm really excited to see him get a chance, and I'm hoping he'll just, you know, throw some bombs to Kelvin Benjamin, make it real exciting to watch. Last thing before I go.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that I do think Liz spoke for us all, and Blake Shelton is not the sexiest man alive, and he is just fat. So that was it. War Lady Clones, War the Bills Mafia.
War Nicole in Buffalo. Nice job, Nicole. Well done. What did I tell you? Didn't I say the ladies have better takes? They make better calls? She lays out, I love that take. Because, by the way, that's not really my take about Peterman. But now that I hear her lay it out like that, I might change my take. That was a very well-reasoned take. A good Buffalo Bills take. And she warned the mafia. And then I thought, I didn't know, but I thought that she'd probably come in at the end of the phone call and say, look, I got to say, this whole thing about Liz, Blake's awesome. Blake's so handsome. That's not what she said. She goes, Liz is right. He's fat. He's just fat. That makes three. Don't tell me it's not making the show better. Don't tell me the Lady Clones are not making this show better. The best contributions and submissions on today's program have come for the women, both on email with Jenna and from those two. Actually, three on the phones. You want to make it four. Any Lady Clones want to skip the line? You generally do anyway, right? Ladies get in for free. All the dudes are waiting in the line, around the block, never getting in. Ladies get in for free. Same thing here in the Jungle Club. Ladies get in for free. Ladies skip the line. Until it doesn't work, it's going to work, which is kind of my thing about Tyrod Taylor, which is more of my thing about Case Keenum. You don't take him out. And by the way, that's official. Mike Zimmer made the announcement. Keenum is going to get the start over Teddy Bridgewater. You don't change it until there's a reason to change it. You don't pull Keenum until he gives you a reason to pull him. And I'm not going to pull the show from the Lady Clones skipping the line until they give me a reason to do so. Ladies, 1-800-636-8686. That's three for you. You skip the line. You get in for free. You do get special treatment. You have your telephone number. Go ahead and use it. If you don't want to call, you can go ahead and email Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. And also, you can tweet at Jim Rome. The other things I do want to cover. I want to talk Duke basketball. I thought they looked great last night, especially after losing a guy who could go number one in the draft overall, Marvin Bagley III. That's not good news for Duke haters. It's going to be a long few months if you hate Duke. I want to talk about the Bills Mafia. Where do you come out? Don't wait for my take, Bills Mafia. You already have your own take. The team is 5-4. They have lost two straight, but they are 5-4. Head coach Sean McDermott said 48 hours earlier, we're not changing quarterbacks. Tyrod Taylor's my guy. No, he's not. Nate Peterman is your guy. Bills Mafia, do you like the move or not? I want to get into the Celtics and the fact that Kyrie Irving made the right move. He knew exactly what he was doing when he wanted to get away from LeBron. LeBron needs him more than he needs LeBron. Boston looks like the team to beat in the East. College football playoff rankings are out. The new ones. Got to welcome the U to the party. But the rat poison is still flowing in Tuscaloosa. My thoughts on that. Also, I want to talk about the podcast that dropped last night. Some of you may have missed it because it dropped late. Some of you may not have listened to it yet because it's much longer than some of the others. But you definitely want to check out Brian Fogle. And I'll reset that in a minute. I've got a Tiger Woods take almost to the year. Almost to the year, the same take that I had a year back. And I need to reset it again because you honks will not give it a rest. And ladies, if you want to keep the string going, you don't wait. You cut the line. You go right to the front. You get right in. You don't pay a cover charge. Ladies night here on the in the jungle. Ladies night at 10:30 in the morning. All right. And we're talking Jacksonville Jaguar football once again. Top of the hour. Telvin Smith is my guest. ATP next hour. It's a good day. Easy, easy show. Sometimes it's not as good of a day and it's a really hard show. Today is an easy show. Lots of good content and you clones are doing your job. I love it. We're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. First up, though, a sports update. Here's the latest.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
War Lady Clones. War Lady Clones. They are coming up huge. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. I'm still getting reaction to the Paul Kariya interview, and I'm still hearing from the Lady Clones. Liz started the whole thing by coming out of nowhere and saying, I know it's a sports show, but let me just say this. People Magazine was so far off base when they called Blake Shelton the sexiest man alive, and then she called him a fat Ewok, and now a bunch of Lady Clones are coming in. And I said, if you're a Lady Clone, you can cut the line. No cover. You don't pay the cover. You cut the line. Hey, this is the way it works, right? You go to any club. The dudes are out on the sidewalk hoping to get in. Ladies go right to the front. That's how it is in the jungle, at least this hour. Here's another one via email. Hi, Jim. Blake Shelton? Really? That chubby, squinty-eyed twang singer? The only thing sexy about him is, hold on, give me a sec. Okay, nothing really. He's more of a lights-off kind of guy. You feel me? Josh Beckett's mugshot is hotter than this guy on his best day. Thanks. Dana in Cedar Rapids, but you can call me Jan Smack. War you, Romy. Love you. Freaking Jan Smack. Look at you, Jan. The only thing sexy about him is, hold on, give me a sec. Okay, nothing. He's more of a lights off kind of guy. You feel me? Josh Beckett's mugshot is hotter than this guy on his best day. You know what, Jan Smack? That's the best smack of the day, too. That's the best smack I've heard all day. That Josh Beckett's mugshot is hotter than this guy on his best day. War Lady Clones.
War Lady Clones.
More of a lights off kind of guy, if you feel me. Jenna in Maine is in. Dana. Jan Smack is in. Nice job, Jan Smack. That's awesome. And as I mentioned, I'm still getting reaction to Paul Kariya. Paul Kariya came on in hour number one. This is an email from a guy that I consider, it's just my opinion, the greatest punk rock guitarist ever, Greg Hetson. And Greg Hetson's a huge hockey fan. He writes, Jim, yet more proof NHL players are the classiest athletes. Great interview. Paul Kariya reminded me of Marcel Dion. Not a big man, but with his skill, you could almost sense when he had the puck and was fired up, he could score at will. Rock on. Signed, Greg. That's high praise now. Greg Hetson hates the Ducks. He still glosses them the Mighty Ducks. He hates them. He's like, but Kariya was so good. He was. Yeah, Marcel Dion was different. Marcel Dion, well, you talk about a shorter guy that was strong. That guy could bench a house. He was so incredible, Dion. But Paul Kariya just had this thing, like this crazy it, this aura, this... I mean, Marcel Dion, and I love Marcel Dion. I had season tickets to the LA Kings growing up, so I watched the Triple Crown line up close. Even Marcel Dion's not going to show up and do an interview like the one Paul Kariya just did. In fact, most guys wouldn't. He just has so much class. Lady Clones, keep this thing going. You're making the show better. You're elevating the conversation. You're elevating the smack talk, like Jan Smack. All right, so a little bit late, but well worth the wait if you ask me. This is how I would describe episode 13 of the Jim Rome podcast, which we dropped around 11 o'clock on the East Coast last night. So if you haven't heard it yet, I get it. That's on us. But now it's up on iTunes and jimrome.com. Make sure to bang that thing out on your commute home today. Part of the reason why we ran late is because it's the first time since we debuted the new pod that I have my guest in studio. And there's something about a face-to-face conversation that makes it run a little bit deeper, tend to go a little bit longer, which for podcasts is pretty much the whole point. And I want to make sure that I set aside that kind of real estate for Brian Fogel. He directed and starred in the critically acclaimed documentary Icarus. We all remember the Russian doping scandal that broke after the Sochi Games. But Brian was actually working side by side on a separate project with the guy who ran the entire state-sponsored program. And when the world discovered just how dirty Russia played, Brian was right there with the camera crew documenting the escape and the confessions of the Russian doctor who masterminded the entire plan and who cheated the entire system. I mean, this doc is going to blow your mind. And without hyperbole, it's the kind of thing that could literally steer the course of history as it relates not just to the Olympics and doping in sports, but really to the geopolitics between Russia and potentially the U.S. I mean, it's that big. The scandal's that widespread. Here's part of my conversation with Brian yesterday where he lays out the lengths that some countries will go to win in the Olympics and why it's even more important to some than others.
The Olympics presents itself to the world as this peace, harmony, all of planet Earth coming forward and peace and goodwill and shaking hands. And I mean, and that
what a load
is...
of shit. It's like right. The most corrupt thing ever, right?
And so that's what they sell. But behind each one of these countries, right, on a geopolitical level,
sure,
China is going into those Olympics going, how do we assert our world power and our dominance? And they do that through sport. Because sport, as George Orwell has said, is war without the weapons.
I was going to say it. Right? Exactly. It's
that's
war.
That's what it is.
It's war.
Every single week when we tune in and watch the NFL and Denver is battling the New England Patriots, this is war. This is Denver is at war with New England, with Boston. And all of these countries are viewing those Olympic Games as war without weapons. And to win, to get a medal, is showing that country to be dominant over the other. So for a country like Russia, who is a nuclear power, who has a very strong military, but economically, all these other things are really still in that second world category, their sport program was a lot more important to them than perhaps another country. And in the case of Sochi, where they were hosting their Olympic Games, they had spent $50 billion on those games. To go into those games and then lose or not win would look like a staggering defeat to Russia. So the mandate from Putin was essentially to win at all costs.
Brian Fogel. So imagine, that's about 90 seconds, as compelling as that was, and imagine an entire hour of that. And that's what you get on the podcast. It's incredible. The film, the podcast episode, all, both are well worth your time. Trust me, this one has got everything. Sports, politics, cheating, suspected murder, cover-up, corruption. He literally had the doctor, the scientist, behind the entire Russian doping program. They doped all of their athletes virtually, except for the ones they thought that would not benefit from the PEDs. And this guy had the doctor, and to see how they came together and to see how that story plays out, it's an amazing thing. You have to listen to the podcast. It's one of the best things we've ever done. I'd be really curious, too. You know, every time we drop one of these podcasts, somebody will say, that was the best interview. That was my favorite one. I mean, if I were to ask you, and if you're a fan of it and you've heard the first 12 episodes, some of you would say definitely Dirk Nowitzki was the best, or somebody might say Bob Myers was the best. Kevin Frazier's gotten some votes. Bob Costas has gotten votes. I'd be really curious if you listen to this, because this one's so different, where you'd rank Brian Fogel. I guarantee some of you are going to say this is the best one we've done. So you want to check out his film, Icarus. It's streaming on Netflix. There was a major bidding war for his movie. That movie ended up being sold for $5 million from Sundance, which was unheard of. So check out the movie. It's streaming on Netflix right now. And check out episode 13 of the Jim Rome podcast with Brian Fogel. It's on iTunes or jimrome.com. Check it out as soon as you can. Dear Snag, your interview with Brian and the Russian Wizinator was awesome. 40 years of cheating and using the political excuse when they couldn't use their tanker in Long Beach was classic. Thanks for bringing us another side of sports with the podcast. Regards, Scott in the Bay. Were UCLA suspending the three for a half and pretending like nothing ever happened? That's another story that Brian Fogel tells that's absolutely incredible. The real reason why Russia boycotted the Olympics in 84. Not the reason they said, but the real reason that they boycotted the Olympics. I don't want to give it away. I don't want the spoiler alert. Check out that podcast and find out what he says is the true reason that Russia boycotted in 84. And by the way, he points out a scandal in a program that goes back 40 years. They've been cheating for four decades in the Olympics. It goes back 40 years. This is not just the Sochi Games. It goes back 40 years. At Big Pauly P tweets, Brian Fogel killed the Jim Rome podcast. Go listen if you want to learn about the Russian doping scandal. Pretty interesting stuff right there. No, it's like the most interesting stuff ever. And now the question, are they going to be allowed to compete in the Winter Olympics? I mean, the scandal's right there. It's proven. And Russia keeps saying, no, we didn't. No, we didn't. Deny, 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 deny. We didn't do it. We didn't do it. We didn't do it. When there's been an investigation, they did it. They cheat. It's widespread. It's state-sponsored. A state-sponsored doping scandal. The other point that Brian Fogel makes is it's different. And he's not here to judge. He's not judging them for cheating. And that's a whole different conversation that we get into. But his point was, the difference in this case is, this is not like Lance Armstrong cheating. This is not like an MLB-er cheating. This is not an individual who made a decision. These are individuals who really had no choice, and it was state-sponsored. Employees of the government. It's an incredible listen. So if you might say to yourself, yeah, Rome, I'm really just, I don't want to talk politics. I don't want to hear, check it out. It's sports, and it's politics. And it's like a spy. I tweeted it last night. It's like a thriller. It's like Jason Bourne, but it's real. And Brian Fogel lived the life. Still living that life. Hey, Mr. Rome. Just wanted to throw out there to the jungle that the documentary Icarus is jaw-dropping, fantastic, and chilling. Fogle's commitment to the experiment of doping himself for an entire year and the dirty, corrupt, and sleazy underside of all these athletic programs from all countries. It will never leave you. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Can't wait to listen to the podcast after watching this. Mike and Ferndale. Oh, Mike, absolutely. If you've seen the movie, you definitely want to hear the podcast. You want to hear him lay out how he did what he did, why he did what he did. Really quickly, the premise behind this is, and again, this is not a spoiler alert, just so you know what we're talking about. The documentary Icarus is about Brian Fogle. Brian Fogle was a guy that was an amateur cyclist. He wanted to be a pro cyclist. He had a dream, and then he had a terrible wreck when he was a teenager and lost like half the teeth in his mouth, or like 9 teeth. And it kind of freaked him out, so he went a different direction with his life. And he came to Los Angeles. He became a successful playwright. He was an actor. He was a stand-up comedian. And then he got it in his head. Because he was still a big fan of cycling, he wasn't blown away that Lance Armstrong cheated. He was blown away that he was never caught. And he makes the point, the only reason he got caught was because his teammates ratted on him. And he was blown away by that. And he wanted to see if he could juice himself up, if he could do it without being caught, and what that would do for his performance. And so that's what he did. But he had to find somebody to help him with the protocol. You can't just decide, I'm going to cheat. You need to figure out how to cheat. So what do I do? How do I do it? And how do I do it without getting detected? So that was the premise of the movie. And so making this movie, he finds this dirty scientist, doctor, to help him in Moscow. He knows of him, kind of, but not really. And then the report drops that this is the guy behind the scandal. This is the guy who's doping every Russian international or every Russian athlete competing on the international stage. And all of a sudden, this guy's got to get out of Russia because he thinks the KGB, or in this case, the FSB, are going to assassinate him. They're going to kill him. So Brian Fogle finds a way to get him out of Russia. And that's what this movie is about. It's incredible. And he's right in the middle of it. FBI, Justice Department, FSB, murder, corruption, doping, all the good stuff, clones. Rum, to be honest, when I first heard who your guest was for the latest podcast, my first reaction was, who's that? But after the listen, it was the most interesting and fascinating interview to date. I couldn't get enough. Oh, and the voicemails weren't as terrible as this week, or as terrible this week. Thanks for the awesome listen, War the Jim Rome Podcast. My man Damasio in Albuquerque. See, that's what I'm saying. You'll see the name Brian Fogle and you won't know it. And then you'll think, yeah, Russian doping scandal, not sure I'm into it. Trust me, it is worth your time. You're not going to listen to that and say, yeah, Rome, that's not what you said it was. This email says, hi, Jiminy. Blake Shelton isn't that bad, but I did hear that Gwen Stefani covers him with a blanket during sex and sings Don't Speak at him. Signed, Sarah T. All right, with the end of the hour, that should be the end of the Blake Shelton talk. Unless you lady clones want to keep coming in here with he's a lights out kind of guy or a blanket covering him kind of guy. Sarah is in. Liz started the whole thing. Dana from Cedar Rapids. Jenna in Maine. And Telvin Smith when we come back.